You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, never let it be said that the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States doesn't understand the modern news cycle. Promptly at 8:30 this morning, Washington time, as you have likely already heard, we learned another 6.6 million people in this economy have lost their jobs. More on that in just a minute from Mitchell Hartman. But at that very same stroke of 8:30, the Federal Reserve reached in and grabbed the macroeconomic headlines with news that it's making another $2.3 trillion available to businesses and state and local governments. The details, honestly, are weedy. So we will concentrate instead on the tone and tenor of what Powell said in a webinar this morning hosted by the Brookings Institution.
Many, many parts of the capital markets and lending more broadly stopped functioning. And that is exactly the situation that our emergency powers are meant to address. So we have moved in, and as I mentioned, our priority are those areas of the markets that are most fundamental to supporting the real economy.
I know what you want to know, right? What does the guy running the real American economy right now think about the prospects for the real American economy right now?
When the virus does run its course and it's safe to go back to work and safe for businesses to open, then we would expect there to be a fairly quick rebound as people do go back to work and start resuming normal levels of economic activity. I think most people expect that to happen in the second half of this year, after the second quarter, which of course ends on June 30.
To be clear, there was some nuts and bolts economics discussed in response to questions from David Wessel, also of Brookings, and another public radio program you might listen to as well. Questions like, gee, Chair Powell, between all the money you're adding to the economy and all the money Congress is authorizing, you worried about inflation at all?
There are certainly, I would say, these are programs that we're developing at a high rate of speed. We don't have the luxury, you know, of taking our time the way we usually do. We're trying to get help quickly to the economy as it's needed. And I worry that, you know, in hindsight, you will see that we could have done things differently. But one thing I don't worry about is inflation right now.
Speaking of Congress, or as Powell and his Fed colleagues like to say, fiscal policymakers, yeah, they got some work to do.
We're not responsible for fiscal policy. We don't give public advice to Congress on fiscal policy. I will say that, as I mentioned in my remarks, in many cases, what people really need is direct fiscal support rather than a loan. And what we can do is loan. So there's a big need for fiscal policy.
Finally, one last thing, just because I think it's really important here, actually. It's the why of what the Fed is doing.
People are undertaking these sacrifices for the common good. We need to make them whole. To the extent we have the ability to make them whole, we should be doing that as a society. They didn't cause this. Their business isn't closed because of anything they did wrong. They didn't lose their job because of anything they did wrong. This is what the great fiscal power of the United States is for, is to protect these people as best we can from the hardships they're facing.
It's a good phrase, right? The great fiscal power of the United States. I kind of like that. All right, here's the thing about that unemployment claims number we got this morning. Once again, 6.6 million new applications. Those are only the people who were able to get through to their state benefits offices, offices that are obviously overwhelmed, so it's all but certain the actual number of people who've lost their jobs is a good deal higher. But look, how do you even get your head around this kind of unemployment? We've never seen this before in the modern era. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Just before the pandemic hit, we'd get 200, maybe 215,000 new unemployment claims every week. Since mid-March, it's been 20 to 30 times higher than that. Nearly 1 out of 10 people who had a job to go to before the pandemic don't have one now. But it's actually significantly worse than that, says economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
There are people who are contract workers. There are people who actually cannot file for unemployment because states are so backed up.
Still more people likely won't qualify for unemployment benefits. Parents who have to stay home with school-age kids. People quarantined because they're at high risk for COVID-19. New graduates who can't even look for work. Add it all up.
I think we're around 14% unemployment rate right now, plus or minus 2%.
How high could it go by midsummer?
20% seems like a reasonable low end, but the caveat here is it's not 20% for years. We're not talking the Great Depression here. 20% for 2 or 3 months. Then things will start coming down.
A better measure of the overall economic damage might be loss of household income. After all, that's what all the layoffs and people on reduced hours and shuttered businesses means at the end of the day or month. Kent Smetters is director of the Penn Wharton Budget Model.
Basically, a third of income will fall in the second quarter.
One thing that might mitigate all this income and job loss is the hundreds of billions of dollars Congress has earmarked for loans to small businesses so they can keep their employees on the payroll. Randy Delwo owns a company that makes scientific instruments in Bend, Oregon. Business is down 75%, but so far he's managed to keep paying his 10 employees.
So we're expecting that we're not going to lose anybody. We're going to be able to get through this okay, in part due to that SBA program.
He's applied for a forgivable loan to cover labor and operating expenses for a few months. He says orders are actually starting to pick up again from South Korea and China, where the pandemic appears to be waning. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.